Hey, buddy, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. Of course, I'm joined by Mr. Ebony, Rich Stambolian.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mr. Ebony.
Black and on the attack.
Black and on the attack. Mm-hmm. What's your finisher?
The blackout.
The blackout.
Everything, it would just be like a very borderline, like, can he get away with saying that angle?
And you're not black. You just think you are.
No.
You like...
I'm just called Ebony.
You're just called Ebony.
That's it.
Mr. Ebony.
That's it. Mr. Ebony. And all my moves are black related. But the color, like the color. Or,
the color.
Or non-existence of color, if you want to get particular about it. I would have the blackout, the black hole.
Okay.
The blackout drunk, which would be the like a super finisher.
Very nice. The blackout drunk is your super finisher.
The back in black.
Back in black.
Actually, no. My finish is going to be the fade to black.
The fade to black.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's very nice reference.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. I saw a Chinese guy in the park this morning with a whip.
Just whipping around?
Just with like a bullwhip.
And I saw a Chinese guy with a hammer walking down Bell Boulevard.
That's more...
Swinging it around.
That's more reasonable.
Yeah. Just randomly. Random Chinese guy just swinging a hammer.
I went for a run in the park this morning, and there's two staircases. I went up one, and then I came down, and then I went up the other one. And at the top of this gigantic staircase, about 25 feet away from me, I don't know if he was dressed traditionally, but old Chinese guy with a whip just swinging it around his head, swinging it into the ground, into the bushes. He saw me and he stopped.
He's having a great time, that guy.
Right? And then I turn around and I kind of did one of these to like look out of the corner of my eye, and he saw me again and then he stopped. And he kept, we did it like 3 or 4 times.
I think you should have gone to him, just gone straight up to him and like, excuse me, and then just go on, Shante. See what he does.
Enchanté. Yeah, I'm like, am I going to get whipped right now by this guy?
Beautiful. What a great day. Holy cow. A lot is happening in pro wrestling. We watched. Saturday was an awesome time.
Yes.
We went to Evolve 61 here in Queens, New York at the LaBoom nightclub.
LaBoom!
Northern Boulevard. You know what? Surprisingly, an awesome venue.
Oh, totally.
The freaking place had a taco stand.
The tacos were good, man.
I had
they weren't
one
great.
Piece. It wasn't great. They're not great tacos. The beer was cheap, $5.
Hell yeah.
$5 beers. We bought, I went to the guy and I'm like, give me a 6-pack. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I want a 6-pack. He's like, oh, okay. Like he was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, it's $30. I was expecting like a $12 beer. Like we were both expecting like $12 beers.
Yeah, totally.
Modelo and what was the other? Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Victoria beer. We're going to talk about that. Of course, we're going to talk about all the recent firings and more to come.
Oh, boy.
May 27th. That's the date I was given.
Yeah, that's right.
Second round of firing. Second round of cuts.
After Extreme Rules.
After Extreme Rules. Mm-hmm.
They're going to do a real big
I got a name.
Roman Reigns.
I got a big name.
Seth Rollins.
Not a main player. No, kind of.
Yeah.
I would say it's a big name.
Okay.
Yeah. Surprising.
Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah. You know what? If they could, I guarantee they would want to take that money back. They're paying him a lot of money.
Like that. You know what? I think they dropped the ball with Del Rio because he came in hot, man. And like a lot of the League of Nations stuff was pretty good. And then they were just like, we got really nothing for you guys.
You know who's going to feed with? Nakamura.
That would be cool.
I'm telling you right now, that will be a thing.
Yeah.
That will be a thing because Nakamura could wrestle the Spanish style. So,
yeah.
The Mexican style. So. We have so much to talk about. Guys, before we do that, a couple things. ProWrestlingTees.com/MatMen is our shop. ProWrestlingTees.com/MatMenPodcast is our shop. We have all our t-shirts there, all our MatMen shirts, which a lot of you are buying and posting, which I absolutely love. Treehouse Vince bought a MatMen shirt. He actually has them all around. The treehouse now is just insulated with Mat Men t-shirts.
He made us pay for them, though.
Yeah, he made us pay for them. But
not buying these.
Trina is rocking one. Justin, I mean, all these guys are buying these Mat Men shirts, posting them. If you have a Mat Men shirt, tweet us, and we'll retweet it out.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole bunch of other GFQ shirts on there, so that's it's awesome you guys are buying them. ProWrestlingTees.com/MatMenPodcast. Also, we have a Facebook group. About 220 people in there right now. And holy cow, this thing is active. A lot of you guys are there. If you are on Facebook, just search Mat Men Pro Wrestling Talk, and it'll come up.
Mm-hmm. Or just Mat Men, probably.
No, because our other page comes up. And that underwear company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, if you put in Mat Men, it's those are the two. It's Mat Men Pro Wrestling Podcast and Mat Men Pro Wrestling Talk comes up. Go to Pro Wrestling Talk. Also, add us on the other page also. But awesome. It's great to see, like, they're... I'm not going to Reddit as much anymore. I'm just going to that Madman page, and I'm just seeing all the news just come
getting
in.
Fake news.
Yeah, I'm just getting fake news. Fake news
from everybody posting on it. That's just in. John Cena is really Puerto Rican. Oh my God, I never knew.
It's actually awesome. So go there, check it out.
Let's do it.
Let's talk.
Yeah, I got to rejoin Facebook to get on.
I know. You got to make like Mr. Ebony, Rich Stambolian on Facebook.
I might just do that.
Yeah, I think you should.
Great idea,
Mr. Ebony. So where do you want to talk about Saturday? Saturday was awesome.
Let's talk about Saturday, and then let's go into the firings, because I feel like there's a lot of meat there. Saturday, we got tickets to Evolve. Andrew picked up some tickets for us. We went with your brother. We went with Iaz from CNET and a couple other people. Liz.
His girlfriend, Liz. His kid.
His kid was awesome.
His kid was the best part. Ran into some people. Michael, one of my friends on Facebook, which is into real, like, crazy, he's into wrestling. He's the guy that was all over the news with that Macho Man outfit at WrestleMania.
That's him. He was a cool dude. And we met a lot of people, made friends with a lot of people. We met Johnny Gargano. I had a good experience.
I bought a Johnny wrestling shirt. Yeah. I was going to wear it today. I forgot.
Yeah. Did you, what happened to that shirt?
I haven't. I wore it on Monday. Home? Yeah, no, I wore it on Monday.
And it was a good time, man. Like, you know, we saw like all the matches, top to bottom, the card was excellent.
Very good.
And you could also tell, like, who's going to get elevated to a possible NXT or like a different contract. Like Leo Rush
is great.
That dude's the man. A lot of dudes on that roster. And then I think the big shocker was
the finish, the invasion.
Well, the invasion kind of, but there were people in the audience who were reacting as if it was real, and it was fantastic.
Oh yes. So here was the thing. So it was a small venue. I posted on our Matt Men Twitter. I posted some images. There's one awesome shot I took of the crowd.
Yeah.
And it looked big time. Like, it really...
Well put together.
Very well put together. I mean, these guys, Gabe is doing such a good job. This was not a rinky-dink indie show.
La Boom, baby.
La Boom is a great venue. The lighting is great. They got everything is already set up. They got the big displays. They got the color lights. They got everything going on. It's a phenomenal venue. The bar area is awesome. Next time I'm going to do that. That's what we're going to do.
Just hang out by the bar?
Just hang out by the bar.
It's smart.
Yeah. Just hang out by the bar. You'll just be right there. The crowd was a younger crowd, meaning mid-20s to late 30s.
There's a few older cats in there, man.
But not for the most part. Yeah. I mean, but it was a lot of girlfriends were there. You know what I mean? Like guys and girls. And I think because the show was at 6 o'clock and it went till 9 on the dot, it was like, oh, we'll go to see wrestling in the afternoon, have a couple of beers, and then go out.
On a Saturday.
Yeah. It was the best crowd for wrestling.
Like, oh, it was awesome.
I've never gone to a wrestling event with a crowd like that.
Yeah.
Really, like, and they weren't smarky. They were just, everybody was having fun. Mm-hmm. Booing the bad guys, cheering for the good guys. Yep. And at the end of the match, everybody claps.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
It was a lot of fun. And I think it was, like, for the most part, it was a smart crowd, too. Like, people got it. And that, but, like, what got me was, like, the few people in the audience who just, like, you could overhear them over the action being like, oh my God, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was a lot of the girlfriends.
He's okay.
It was a lot of the girlfriends.
I think that's fantastic because that's what pro wrestling's supposed to do. Like, the lady behind us was just like mortified that everybody was just getting completely crippled in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, she thought like something bad was going down. The other big takeaway was Drew Galloway is a gigantic man.
Oh my God. And you never notice it, right? Like in WWE, because everybody's like 6-something there.
Yeah.
This guy's so big, and he's a big star. Like, you know, getting fired was the best thing that happened to him.
Yeah.
To his career. Mm-hmm. He's so good. Gargano and him had a phenomenal match.
Yeah.
And so, you watching that match, right? Gargano and Galloway. And then you watch like some of the other matches, like the Bravado Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. Which they're not as fine-tuned as these guys. They're not WWE trained. That is when you start seeing the small things. Gargano, I mean, by the way, the Bravado brothers, very good wrestlers. Yeah. But you start seeing like the little things that the WWE really teaches, like facial expressions.
Yeah.
Like things like that go a long way. The way that they sell.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, everybody worked hard on this show. Everybody. Matt Riddle was great.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Yeah.
Love his bro gimmick. Mm. Him and Leo Rush had a great match. That was the first match. Bravado Brothers versus, what was it, Chris Dickinson and Ethan Page, right? That was the other one.
Yeah.
Ethan Page is very good. TJP.
TJP was awesome.
Yeah. Versus Fred Yee.
That dude was manic.
Yeah, he was manic. Drew Gulak versus Tracy Williams. Very good. I'm into Gulak.
Yeehaw.
I was going nuts. Yeehaw, yeah. I was going nuts for Gulak.
Yeah.
Just like chanting his name.
Because he looks like a barfly.
Yeah. Match of the night. Marty Scurll, Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Holy crap.
Zack Sabre Jr. got a You're Too Handsome chant.
He did get a You're Too Handsome. This match was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Their series this year, these two have been breakout stars
absolutely.
For the year. They had a match of the year candidate a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Rev Pro.
Yeah.
I think it was Rev Pro. I wouldn't say this was match of the year, but this was a holy crap. These guys are just too good.
I didn't expect a match of that caliber at La Boom Nightclub.
No. And the main event, Johnny Gargano, Drew Galloway.
Yeah.
Phenomenal match. And halfway through the match, there was rumblings happening.
People right.
like, oh my God. Oh my God. You know who I saw outside? EC3.
Yeah.
EC3's outside. I knew he was in Queens because he mm-hmm. did some other event on Jamaica Avenue.
Yeah. Because he got it.
Because everybody's in town because WWE was here.
Right.
And they put on... So EC3 comes out, mm-hmm. destroys Gargano, then they kill the entire locker room.
Yeah.
And he cuts this, shoot promo
yeah.
on the WWE and how they let him go and they had screwed up with these two.
With him and Galloway.
Setting right. up this semi-TNA versus, like, WWE-type storyline.
Not the intention, though.
Not the intention.
Because I did a little research on that, and it was, like, a lot of sources, quote-unquote, were like, if this dude had to probably clear what he was saying because of the involvement with Evolve.
Everything was cleared.
And
yeah, everything was cleared.
It was basically like, listen, I'm not even regarding TNA anymore. Like, we're just... Because like he cut a lot of that promo on Triple H.
He did, yeah.
And it was fantastic. It's online if you guys want to go and watch it. I got like goosebumps because I was like, yo, imagine if Triple H just showed up.
You know what? I honestly thought he was just going to show up.
Pedigreed everybody.
At one point, I honestly thought like Triple H is going to just come out and just have a feud with EC3 in the Indies.
Would your head explode if that happened?
My penis would just explode at that point. My dick would just fall off.
You
would
have passed out.
I would have passed out.
But it was fun. It was a good night. Everybody went home happy.
Yeah.
It was early as hell.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like 8:30. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, it's over. We went out. It was almost sunny still.
Yeah.
The sun was almost out. Guys, we had such a great time. If you're in the New York area,
mm-hmm.
Evolve runs these shows every couple of months here.
Yeah.
Which July 17th. Are we going? Because that's your 16th. Birthday. That's your birthday.
Yeah.
Is that your birthday?
I usually
do. Birthday,
no,
right?
My birthday's on the 14th.
14th.
I usually do a thing on Saturday.
So, did you want to go or no?
No. Because if I'm going to barbecue, I don't want to, like, barbecue and then go to the thing.
Maybe we could figure something out. Maybe we could figure something out. Guys, such a good time. I highly recommend checking out Evolve. It's not indie wrestling. It's very, very good. Well-rounded. Gabe is doing a good job. And no high spots. You know what I mean? There were no dangerous spots.
Oh, because the ceiling was friggin'
the ceiling
super
is
low.
And the gate is, like, barely. So, where I am, like,
mm-hmm.
so Rich is here. If I put my hand out, I could. That's where the gate is, and that's where the ring. Like this is the distance from the ring
to
the gate.
It was very close, but this is also like, I think somebody went to the top rope to do something and thought better of it, and then kind of climbed down.
Yeah,
because it was, and it wasn't the low ceiling. It was that all the equipment was set low. It's a nightclub, so it's got like the drop lights and the drop screens. If you're like 6'2 on the top rope, you're just kind of like, you're going to have to just fall on somebody without like leaping,
Yeah.
It was fun, man. I'd recommend, highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
Let's talk about them firings, man.
A lot of people.
You got the list?
I can pull it up.
All right. Let's go through the list and let's say shock or not.
Shock or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Where is the list? 2016. Sorry. Let me pull up the list. I had it here and I closed it out.
There we go. Okay.
12 wrestlers who were released in 2016.
Whoops. I don't want to go to YouTube.
This is it. Okay, so. I cannot find it. Do you have it?
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
So go ahead.
All right, let's do this. Damien Sandow, shocked.
I guess he would be like, if I were to say I'm more shocked about Damien Sandow, I guess, but it was time.
You think so?
Yeah, because they You know what's shocking? The guy was, the last appearance he had, he was still over. Like, mm-hmm. the crowd was into him.
He's been over for a year and a half.
Yeah. And they got rid of him.
Yeah.
I don't think they like their preliminary guys to be over.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Like, I don't think they like that. I think they're like, oh, why are they cheering for this guy?
They don't want the lower card.
Like the low card. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the guys that they have no intention on doing anything with, they get annoyed when they're over.
Well, do you think that's also kind of like a strategy? Because if they fire him when he's over, this dude makes a ton of money on the indies. This dude makes a ton of money touring the world and then comes back at one point.
Yeah, because he showed up on TV, right?
Yeah.
So if you notice, all these guys that are getting fired had some sort of TV appearance.
Right.
Like Alex Riley, Russell Nakamura, his value is a lot more on the indies.
Right.
But we'll talk about Alex Riley. He's actually the one that I was most shocked
about. So, like, you know, like Sandow getting fired, if this dude continues with the momentum, like, he can make a killing on the indies, get more, like, he'll be over in every town, go to ROH for a little bit, go to PWG. And then, you know,
he's
go to Evolve.
He's going
to
be over in PWG.
He can go to Evolve, he'll be over, he'll be the champ somewhere. Someone will put a belt on him. And then he'll come back 2 years later as, like, people will pop for him, you know? All right, let's see. Who's next? This is like a page by page. Alex Riley.
I was shocked about Alex Riley.
Not shocked.
I like the raging Alex Riley gimmick. But you know what's interesting about Alex Riley? He had, for whatever reason, John Cena hated him. For whatever reason.
There was those rumors going around. Yeah.
And pretty much JTG says, like, he would humiliate him and bully him after every match. There's something that happened, and he hated Alex Riley, and that was pretty much the death kiss.
Maybe it was because Vince was like, he's handsome and big,
yeah,
and I'm just going to put him with The Miz. The curse of The Miz, man.
Yeah, everybody's done, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was more shocked about Alex Riley than I was about Damian Sandow, because I thought I liked the raging gimmick. You know, he had, like, this...
Yeah.
It was like an old school heel gimmick, which I really, really enjoyed watching.
I don't know. He's starting to look like Dr. Death a little bit.
Kind of is, yeah.
But like, I just, you know, like the stuff on NXT, like, I don't think it was phoned in, but I feel like it was just like, I wasn't buying it. You know, I liked it, but I wasn't buying it. Like him on commentary, I really dug. But then all of a sudden, him being like, yo, I'm coming back. I'm raging. Give Riley a chance. Free Riley. Like, dude, you're not really doing anything different than you're an angry guy now. Yeah. There's
by the way, if that list isn't working, I have it here, too.
Hornswoggle.
Yeah. It was time.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, what are they going to do? I mean, he's already booked for Global Force, and his name is Swoggle.
Great. He had a great career. You know, little men don't...
11 years in the business?
Yeah.
11 years in WWE?
Little men don't, like, really last that too long in the business. Torito, I thought, was like, okay, makes sense.
He's going back to Mexico and making a killing.
Yeah.
He's making... Or Lucha Underground.
Yeah. Like, Torito makes sense because, like, they're repackaging the clones as the Shining Stars.
Yeah.
And, you know, which I think is kind of weird.
That they're just Puerto Ricans?
Well, that's going to be their name.
I mean, that is the Shining Stars.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Because, you know, like Puerto Rico's the shining star of the Caribbean.
The Caribbean. The Caribbean. The Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Yeah.
So Torito didn't come as a shock. Cameron, no shock there, girl. Bye.
Yeah, you know what's shocking actually? She was not supposed to be fired.
Really?
No. She got fired because of that post she made.
Not in my book, baby.
Which was really weird. Which was really weird. She made a post like defending Ryback, but not defending Ryback. It was like this weird in the middle post.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. And she's talking about like equal pay and being bullied and stuff like that.
Number one, you know what? I'm going to go on record and say that Cameron is an idiot. And I don't really say that about like many people. You know, like I'm a very friendly guy.
Well, you know what? She never had that 5-star match like Melina and Alicia Fox.
But like, I feel like that was just like, even before all this, when she was on Tough Enough, she just put this like stink in everybody's mouth where it was like groan.
Yeah,
She's not bright. Even on Total Divas, like she's so hateable. Like she's very hateable. They never capitalize on that.
Are her and the Armenian still together?
I don't know.
He would aggravate me. The Armenian would bother me.
But like all this and like all the social media stuff that she put out, and then she did like a rebuttal almost where she was like, I was just trying to get a rise out of the fans because their fans are passionate.
Yeah, now you're fired.
You know?
Yeah, now you're fired. But so I heard a name for who was supposed to take her place. So just want to say you got another 2 weeks of paychecks coming.
Summer Rae?
No, no.
Really?
No.
Okay.
They're not canning
there, there was that rumor of...
I saw that. There was a lot of... And there was a Randy Orton rumor, which... I couldn't believe that. People are tweeting me. They're like, Randy Orton's fired. I'm like, you think they're going to fire Randy Orton?
Mm-hmm.
This guy has... He was shitting in women's luggage. He was doing all sorts of bad stuff, and they still kept him. You think now, when he's like a grizzly veteran, they're going to fire him?
If he's Trina Breeze is not going to get fired because he raised a ton of money for the Alberta fire victims.
You think they'll keep him for that?
Yeah, they're going to keep him. Vince actually mentioned that on his Twitter account. Him and Kevin, because Breeze and Kevin Owens raise a ton of money for the fire victims in Canada.
Give the Canadians money.
Mm. Santino, not a shock.
The shocker there was that he was still under a performance contract, an active wrestler contract.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Santino's going to, he's not gone from the company. He's definitely going to do stuff for them.
Wade Barrett, not a shock because
he wanted his release.
Yo, this was a shock. I got really upset about this.
What?
Brooklyn Brawler
came yesterday.
That's my dude.
What was it yesterday? No, two days ago.
2 days ago. Stephen Barty, man.
32 years in the company. Yeah. I don't think it's a firing. I think it's more of a retirement.
More of a retirement, and they probably didn't even know he was still getting a paycheck.
I think Vince found out that he's been with the company 32 years. He's like, you're too old. He did the Fink thing. Fink was with the company, I think, 30-something years.
But Fink still does appearances.
Once in a while.
Twice a year, he'll come out.
Yeah, Lombardi was what, an agent?
He was an agent. I think he may have been a producer. Maybe he didn't wear the hat one day, and Vince was like...
Who's this guy?
Who's this? It's like, oh, crap, I didn't bring my hat. Yeah. Fine, get rid of this man.
Yeah, that's sad to see go. But, I mean, the guy was with the company for... Fink works in the office now. I wonder if Brawler's going to work in the office or something from there.
Are we missing anybody, or is that it? I feel like there was more. I don't know why.
I think that's it for now, but there will be more.
The possible. All right. Adam Rose, man. That dude.
Oh, so God. Let's talk about Adam Rose. What happened with him? So Adam Rose on a 60-day suspension, right?
For a wellness policy violation.
For Adderall.
Right.
And we didn't do a show last week, so we didn't really talk about this.
Oh, Zeb Coulter.
Oh, Zeb.
Shocked.
Yeah. You know what? Zeb is... They could use Zeb for something.
Mm.
If it wasn't for the anti-Southern mentality with booking that they have,
right.
Zeb is one of the greatest minds in pro wrestling. This guy is a very, very intelligent man. He is a great booker. He's seen it all and worked everywhere, and you really could help him. I think Zeb should go down to Florida and just work with the young kids.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you know what? The weird thing is, in like the last few years, like WWE has done an interesting job of phasing out managers.
Yeah, they hate managers.
I feel like managers are going to make a comeback at some point.
Well, as you noticed, Bob Backlund is not a manager. He's a life coach.
Right. I think that's an interesting, very interesting angle, by the way.
I think that's all Vince, by the way.
Talk about that later.
Oh, also Christian got released from an active wrestler role this morning.
He's getting the better, the Legends deal.
Yeah. So... Let's talk about Adam Rose and the spiral that this man has gone through.
Yeah.
He got popped for a wellness test. He posted that it was a prescription from the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted a note, his doctor's note, and it's for Adderall. And he's been on it for a year. WWE was aware for over a year that he was on it. I think what happened most likely was once a year you need to clear it with the office. Right?
Yeah.
And he probably didn't submit the papers for the renewal because it was in April. It ended, I think, April last year he went on it. Or I don't know how their tests go. I don't know how anything about it. So this is just a guess. Maybe they screen for excessive use.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they can. I go to a neurologist for my back, and we were talking about this because I kind of wanted an idea. I went 2 days ago. And she would tell me how, some of the tests that they do, they only do it on specific people that they feel that are abusing the medication or they're lying. But they could actually gauge how much
is in your system.
How much more. Like, there's a whole thing behind it. So I don't know if they do that because it's an expensive test, So they popped him 60 days. He put this note up, his doctor's note, deleted the doctor's note, reposted the doctor's note.
Yeah.
Yes, 2 days ago, he got arrested for domestic abuse and tampering with a witness.
How crazy is that?
Meaning he grabbed the phone away.
Right.
Now, the story is as followed. Him and his wife were arguing at 1:30 in the morning over the state of their marriage which is a perfect time to be arguing over the state. Right. If anything proves that there are marital issues, arguing at 1:30 in the morning over the state of your marriage, that's a problem there. And he apparently grabbed her and yelled in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I missing anything here?
Well, that was the report that like he pulled her by the back of the head and yelled at her.
And yelled at
her. And then she tried to call the cops.
She called the cops
and
yanked the phone out of her hand.
But you know what? Like, one, it's like that Rhino story or like that Drew Galloway story where you're like, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened with the Galloway story, actually.
Galloway got into like trouble with like some weird thing with like, I think, I don't know if it was his wife at the time or whatever. But it was kind of like the office made a big deal about it and kind of punished him.
Yeah.
And then the Rhino thing happened.
In the lobby.
And then he got punished and then eventually released. But you never know with this kind of stuff. I'm not condoning domestic violence, obviously. But, you know, like there's always just like hearsay and conjecture. And this could not happen at a worse time for this poor dude, man. I liked Adam Rose. I feel like they could have done something with him. The Social Outcast stuff I really enjoyed.
Listen, I do think that there's a problem here. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's... You know, people went against the WWE saying, how could you suspend this guy? He has a doctor's note.
Right.
He has a doctor's note. He was in that E60 piece. He has his family with this kid. And the WWE is not this heartless machine that's trying to suspend people and take money out of their pocket with a family. There's a reason why they suspended him.
Right.
And it's not over a clerical error. I cannot imagine that they would suspend him over a clerical error, over a prescription mishap.
Right.
You know, if you don't have the prescription, or if you are on the prescription and you provide it to them a year ago, maybe you forget. They're going to be like, hey, you forgot to give the prescription. Mm-hmm. Go get your note. They're not going to suspend you like that. There's more to it. They saw something they were not happy with. Listen, and by the way, it's him claiming that it was Adderall he got popped for.
Really?
Well, it's him and his doctor saying that it was for Adderall.
Okay.
It could have been something else.
Well, hey, listen.
Listen, man, I'm not... It's a tragic, tragic story because this man is an 18-year veteran. And it seems like he's on a very bad spiral right now.
Unfortunately, hopefully he'll bounce back and then, you know, like just kind of fix everything.
Yeah, listen, I hope, you know, it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
But most likely this has come from the police, and it seems like they were getting into a huge thing. Mm. Now, we all know what the answer to that marriage is at this point, the state of that marriage.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, like, the round two is coming soon of these firings, and it sucks. So, like,
yeah.
Every year, it's kind of like, you know, this happens every single year. I have my choices. Jack Swagger.
Okay.
Ryback.
Well, Ryback, they're going to let him. He's not going to be on the list because they're going to let his contract sit.
Okay.
They're just going to keep him at home. But he's going in July or June.
Jack Swagger, Ryback.
Okay.
I'll throw Ryback in there. You
okay.
Know? As far
by the way, nobody saw your Ryback prediction.
Oh, well.
Did you get that from your source?
No.
When you said
I made an educated guess.
You did?
Yeah. The writing was on the wall, dude. It's weird that a lot of people were tweeting me about
Justin
that.
Justin messaged me. He's like, holy crap, did Rich like slip it when he said it? Because he knows that we have contacts up there.
Right.
I was like, honestly, if he did, he's kayfabing me the whole time because he never told me that it was from a source.
Honestly, educated guess.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
Because like, you know, like you're a fan, and if you're a weird fan like we are, like sometimes you can pick up on stuff, and it's just like the dude just didn't seem into it, you know? And you know when something's wrong, you know, and like it's just kind of like, and I felt the same way about Dolph Ziggler a couple of years ago when he had that whole like contract thing, you know.
Yeah.
But Tamina's a good call. I would say maybe Tamina. A couple of the divas maybe cut loose to make way for the other divas.
I don't know what divas are left.
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox would be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a diva shocker would be like Natty. But
no,
who knows?
No, because she'll always have a role in that company, even if they think that she's not, you know. By the way, she's having the best matches right now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so good.
She is.
I don't think it's not going to be a big, it's not going to be a big name for the women.
Heath Slater.
You could get rid of Heath Slater.
Victor.
No, because Connor's coming back.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think they're going to do something with the Ascension?
I wonder what he got popped for.
I don't know.
You know?
It's smoking doobies.
Maybe.
Yeah. It could be something as easy as that.
I think it's Alicia Fox. I think it's going to be Alicia Fox.
Mm-hmm. Heathy Baby might be gone.
Heath maybe. Going with Bo Dallas.
Nah, man. They think there's money in Bo Dallas. I feel like there is, you know. But this is not like these aren't people I want.
How about David Otunga?
I don't want it. Nah, that guy's good.
You think Otunga's still safe?
I think he's still safe.
He hasn't been doing anything.
Don't get us wrong. Like we're not hoping these people get fired. But these are people I feel like if you can fire Damian Sandow, these are people on Sandow's level where it's like they haven't really done much. They're almost in that between era.
Yeah.
Of what they're doing now and what they did a few years ago. You
so
know?
This round is not going to be 9 people, 10 people like we saw. It's going to be smaller. It's going to be a smaller list.
I think so. And plus, Vince on the conference call the other day said that Rollins, Orton, and Cena will return within the next month.
Yeah.
So that will shift things around more because you're getting 3 main eventers back and they're going to have to be, and Bray Wyatt too. 4 guys that are coming back, and you're going to have to insert them in somewhere. There are definitely people who are getting cut loose.
This roster, I mean, a healthy WWE roster is probably, this roster coming up right now is probably going to be one of their best.
Absolutely.
Because they're doing a great job with the IC division. Listen, Miz is a great heel. I don't care what people think of him, but I really, really enjoy seeing him as a heel.
Yeah.
As this, you know, slimy. He's a real heel because you generally do not like the man.
He gets props every week. I got to tweet out, man. This dude's a veteran at this point. He's been with the company for 12 years.
Yeah.
He's, oddly enough, he's like a Grand Slam champion.
He's
been entertaining for, and think about any moment of his run. He's been pretty entertaining. Like, I love the tag team with him and Morrison. He wasn't bad as a backstage interviewer. He had the run with the title, which it was a little you know.
That was a weird WrestleMania main event.
Which because that like Miz was the fall guy to set it up for The Rock, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But he did hold a belt like Vince looked at this guy and was like,
"That's the guy.
You're the guy right now.
He's cute."
Yeah.
That's what he said. That's what he told me.
He's big,
yeah.
Relatively injury free, you know. Like he's a dude who can go for the most part. You know, like people aren't gonna write home about mismatches, but still, you know, like he's good for what he is. You
who
know?
Would you say is gonna be the surprise? Because one of the rumors, one of the names is that it's a guy closer to the top, and it's not like a, it's not. We're not talking like a nobody.
Sheamus.
No, they're never going to cut him.
I'm saying
Sheamus. No, because he's Triple H's boy.
Yeah. Listen, like, Sheamus has to put his money where his mouth is at this point.
Listen, I think also a lot of these guys maybe do not want to be there. You know, like, there's now, over the last couple of years, we've seen that some of these guys can make some money on the indies.
I agree with that. I agree with that completely.
A guy like Wade Barrett is going to go back to Britain and you know, do his whole thing there and become a big star.
He can do whatever he wants at this point. Yeah.
I don't know who that other person will be, to be honest. I don't know. R-Truth?
No.
Goldust?
No. R-Truth and Goldust.
Maybe Goldust.
Nah. I'm saying like R-Truth has like a job for life. Like if that dude hasn't gotten fired at this point, like he'll never get fired, man. And they may take him off TV and put him in a training position or a producing position, which would be kind of cool. But and same thing with Goldust. You know, they're not gonna get rid of these guys.
Yeah.
It's odd, you know. Maybe Kane.
Well,
shocker,
Big Show.
Yeah, nah, they wouldn't fire Big Show.
No, just let him go home.
Let his contract run out.
Yeah, the roster's changed so much. I mean, the fact that by the way, that Uso, that main event on Raw, very good. Big Cass, Vince saw him, man. He's in love.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Vince noticed them for the first time. That's what happened.
Yeah,
Vince saw this guy and he's like, "Who's him? Ah, Diesel." You know,
he like I think part of it was with the Enzo Amore injury. Vince probably had a hand, not a hand in it, like he hurt him, but like he probably was on the scene making sure that Enzo was okay.
Yeah,
and like interacted with everybody, and then thought about something because that's definitely like when they announced that main event, and I
was so excited for it.
Very excited about it. That dude, like, I feel like he's got a lot of pressure on him to be the big man and pull it off right. And it's excellent that he did that thing with Jericho and the whole, like, when Jericho slapped him And he took a breath.
Yeah.
And it was like, crazy? Are you crazy? You know, like that whole thing was excellent. Like, yeah. To give him like that, like violent side, which is cool. Big dude, good looking.
Yeah.
He can go in the ring.
By the way, when I meant main event, I was talking about AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't talking about Jericho.
Yeah.
I got confused. Weird that went on last. Mm-hmm. I actually, for a second, dude, when Dean Ambrose came out and he was wearing the Jericho jacket.
You thought it was Devitt? I did the same thing.
No, yeah. I thought it was Nakamura.
Really?
Because he did this like weird thing, and I was like, oh my god, is that him?
Did you, were you,
taking the gimmicks? Was I on the I was Monday night? What was I doing Monday night?
Then if you don't remember, then that means, yeah.
I don't remember anything. I was sober on Monday night.
I don't remember anything.
No, I had not taken any gimmicks on Monday night. By the way, Heel Styles says that there was a court appearance today for, right now, breaking news. Is it okay if I post the details? Please post the details, because I don't want to go searching on a website.
Yeah, so you thought it was Nakamura. I, for a split second, was like, oh man, it's Finn Balor. And that's it. You know? Like, it begins right now because of the real rock and roller thing. He had a light-up jacket.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. All right.
You want to go into the breaking news?
All right. During the hearing, the judge wanted to issue a restraining order against LePan, barring him from contact with his wife.
By the way, LePan is Adam Rose.
Right. It was also revealed that the couple had a previous domestic issue in March of 2016 and that the judge was concerned about a pattern of abusive behavior. LePan's wife begged the judge to reconsider, noting that she needed him to be home to help with the care of their special needs child. Rose's lawyer. No restraining order was issued. Bond was set at 1,000. LePan is expected to be out later today and has been ordered to see his pastor for counseling once a week until his next court date in June.
So he was still in jail?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't bonded out? He wasn't bailed out?
Yeah, it sucks.
Huh. Curious to see what happens with this. Interesting.
Well, we wish that dude the best, man. Hope everything works out for him.
Listen, I feel bad for the kid.
He'd do good on the indies,
too. I feel bad for the kid. Yeah, I think he'll make some money.
He would make some money on the indies, man. Imagine if that dude showed up at Evolve.
I do not think he wants to be on the indies right now if he gets fired, knowing the smarky crowd.
No, you know. I think he can win him over, man. Like, that dude needs to, like, he was always a guy that they didn't, like, do. Leo Kruger.
Yeah, he was great as Leo Kruger.
Yeah. So, Monday night, main event, Jericho, big cast, Dean Ambrose. I like that feud. The bigger issue is AJ Styles and quote unquote the club versus Roman Reigns and the Usos. Now they're calling them the club.
Yeah, they're the club. That's the name.
They're too sweet and they're coming to the ring. They're too sweet.
You know what that's setting up for? Mm-hmm. The turn on AJ, and then he's going to say, you know, you were mistaken, AJ. Mm-hmm. We're not the Styles club, we're the Balor club. And,
right.
You know, that's the promo to start that.
Do you think SummerSlam. It sets it up for SummerSlam?
Yeah.
And we saw that graphic the other day. I don't know if you guys caught it, but I always thought it was pretty cool that a lot of people posted this graphic of every major company, NXT, WWE, Ring of Honor, and New Japan, that there are members of the Bullet Club in each.
Every organization, uh-huh. Every major promotion has, except for TNA.
Yeah.
They don't count as
Yeah, it's because, you know.
Because TNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, right? It's actually amazing how this one group is infiltrated. They did what the NWO couldn't do.
Exactly.
I mean, really, this is exactly what the NWO's plan was, right? Mm-hmm. To infiltrate and take over. They're in every promotion.
Yeah. And
this
it was
amazing.
All because of Balor and Machine Gun.
Because of them, yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And like,
awesome.
And there's an interesting thing about that where like Vince probably was like, listen, if these guys could do this in Japan, think about what they can come up with. For me, you know, there's money written all over Machine Gun. There's money written all over Balor. There's money written all over Gallows at this point, you know. I'm not a fan of them giving him diesel pants, though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I liked his thing in Japan with the shorts and the tights underneath.
Why do you think they changed it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm hearing news that Lillian Garcia just got fired.
The interesting thing of the Intercontinental title picture now is that it's awesome.
So who's in it right now? They said it's going to be a three-way match?
Four-way.
They said it's a four-way.
Yeah. Miz, okay. Owens, Miz. Sami Zayn, and Cesaro.
Cesaro, great match.
So that's your King of the Indies dream. with The Miz.
With The Miz.
As the heel.
As
you
the
know?
As the I hate you heel.
Yep.
Yeah, that match would be taking place in PWG.
And that's so crazy that The Miz is the veteran in that friggin' match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I find interesting? I would love for the WWE to be like, hey, you know what? We're going to get back to... We're going to give back to the indies. Mm-hmm. Cesaro, you're the IC champion. Go down to PWG. Run a match with Kevin Owens and PWG.
Right.
Just to pop the
just
indies.
Do it. Yeah.
Just to pop the indies. Because it doesn't hurt the WWE.
No, not
that.
At all.
Or go to Evolve. Have a match in Evolve.
Well, Sammy was doing promos at Evolve, you know?
Yeah, because they have that work relay. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, like, it's not hurting anybody. You're not giving it away, really. Because you're giving it away to 1,000 people. That's about it. And it's only helping your brand because you're getting these diehards to come over again.
Yeah. What was there, like 500 people at the venue? Not even?
I would 300? Say less. I would say 300.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe less than that.
Maybe less. But it looked great.
Yeah,
I mean, it looked full.
It looked packed. They did a good job making it look packed. And we got seats, which I thought was great.
You liked the seats?
I liked the seats.
I thought it was going to be standing room.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I thought it was. IC title picture looks good. Now, what do you think? What's the U.S. title looking like? I like it.
Yeah.
I like Rusev going for the U.S.
I think he's
going
to get the U.S. title back. I feel like they dropped the ball with Kalisto. I think, do you think Zayn gets it or do you think Owens gets it?
The U.S. or the IC?
No, the IC.
I think Cesaro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Cesaro.
He might need it at this
point.
Yeah,
I think Cesaro. And then you're going to move The Miz to, where do you put The Miz after that?
Boy, another tag team.
You know what's amazing about The Miz? He's very impressive when he's with the right guys.
He's very good
in, like, when he's wrestling a Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah,
you don't really care,
right?
All right, like, because Dolph is great, but he's not a Cesaro great, in my opinion. But when you put him with a guy that's like a little interesting, like that AJ Styles thing that they had. They had like two matches. It was great. And you're like, wow, Miz is actually working his ass off.
Well, because AJ probably called that whole match.
Yeah, because AJ is great and he can make people. Like, the people that he works with, I'm not saying it's on them, but the Miz actually wants to work really well with these guys.
Right.
I hope he stays in some sort of picture because I think they need a heel like that. You know, you need like a really slimy guy that you hate to see.
I completely agree with that. And he's the dude to do it, man, because he's so damn hateable. And I put it out there on Monday night. Does Miz get into the Hall of Fame?
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame. And his story is going to be, you know, from
reality TV
to Tough Enough
to main eventing WrestleMania. Like, dude, he is, think about, as much as people hate him, they don't want, the funny thing about The Miz is they don't want to acknowledge that the accolades that this guy's had in his career.
So let's talk about.
I'm not talking about The Miz.
Oh, you're not? Okay. We don't have.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Roman Reigns.
Okay.
I like him, man.
I like him too.
He's grown on me.
Yeah.
I think he's great in this feud. I think this is a very good feud for him. I think Styles has really made him important again.
Well, they're keeping him off the mic, which is great. And
they're beating the shit out of each other. That's the other part. They're really stiffing the hell out of each other with those hits.
Absolutely. I think it's a great feud. They're elevating each other in a weird way because it's like, you know, AJ's never main evented.
So AJ's the heel right now, by the way. He pretty much solidified that he's the heel.
But he's over.
Of course he's over. He's AJ Styles. He's AJ Styles.
Roman has a funk on him. Unless you put Roman with Dean, like, nobody's going to be over.
So I asked this question on Twitter the other day, and I couldn't really get... couple of people answered it straight, but I couldn't get like a straight answer. On paper, what's wrong with Roman Reigns? Nothing.
Nothing.
He's absolutely perfect on paper. Yeah. So what's wrong with him on the execution of Roman Reigns? At this very moment, today. Forget about 6 months.
Smart crowds.
You think smart...
Smart crowds and...
The last, let's say, 2 months.
Smart crowds, and it was a little inorganic the way they pushed him, you know? Because they could have capitalized on it a couple of years ago instead of waiting. You know what I mean? Like, when him and Rusev had that face-off, I think it was Royal Rumble 2014 or 2015. They cleared
two,
the ring.
Two Royal Rumbles ago. Yeah,
they cleared the ring, and they had that face-off, and people were going crazy for Roman. That's when they should have pulled the trigger and been like, yo, he's the guy.
He's
Let's
the guy.
Let's do it, you know?
Was he a heel at that point?
Yeah.
He was.
And then he got hurt, and then I think that was the beginning of the end because they kept having him do those stupid PSA-type things like, yo... Yeah. I'm okay. I'm coming back.
I love my kids.
I saw an interesting meme today. It was Stone Cold, and it was basically saying, like, Stone Cold was booked super strong, yet nobody complained. which is true. Think about it.
He was book super
because you
strong.
Got behind that character.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is, again, on paper, everything works perfectly. His character needs to be fleshed out. Like, who is this guy?
But you know what else I remember, though? I remember watching Raw, and there was a point that, like, the corporation was, like, beating the shit out of Austin. Mm-hmm. Like, every end of Raw was, like, him laid out, right? Right. For, like, 3 weeks. And I was getting so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, they're screwing him up. Why are they beating him up? And then when he finally... He just killed them all.
Right.
It was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they told the story for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, that they were getting one up on him. With Roman Reigns, he's booked strong, which he should be.
Mm.
He's their...
Absolutely.
He's their future of the company. I just think that's what it was. It was that rinky-dink, like, oh, I'm a good guy, and I'm, you know, I'm tough in the ring, but I'm a sweetheart.
A
yeah, I'm a dad. And I think that killed
Believe
it.
That.
Lead at. And the super promos obviously killed it, but also you're right, it's a smart crowd, dude. If they make this guy a heel and he's just this asshole where he's just beating the shit out of everybody, and then in a couple months they do this turn on him, it's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I do think that there is a very, very slight chance that this whole AJ getting kicked out of the club now thing does not happen,
right?
And you are coming close to a Shield reunion.
I kind of
agree with
that.
Shield versus Bullet Club reunion.
Yeah,
they've hinted at that in some scenarios here, but that makes a lot of sense. The two biggest stables in pro wrestling in the last 5-6 years,
10 years.
Two biggest stables in the last 10 years. 10 years, 2000. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think it would be great to do. I just think it's a timing issue. Mm-hmm. Like that's like a Survivor Series match to have.
Yeah.
Which they could still do.
Or SummerSlam.
They could still do it, but not with AJ.
Yeah.
You know, they could do it with Balor. It's possible.
It makes more sense with AJ, though.
It does. But I think that they've told a really good story between AJ and him. And they're working great together. And it just shows you, Roman Reigns is a good worker.
Yeah.
I don't care what, you know, I've never looked at this guy and said he's bad in the ring.
He looks like he's putting more time in
the gym. I have my issues
gym.
With him. Yeah. Listen, I have my issues with him. I think his push, like you said, it was a little too... inorganic.
Yeah.
It was a little too forced, which is, I get. He was a little green when they started this push, but I think the guys turned out to be a very good worker.
Absolutely.
Dude, the guy is super athletic.
He looks awesome with the belt.
And he has beautiful hair.
He looks like an action figure.
He has that wet hair look.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I'm a big fan of the wet
I
hair
know
look.
You are.
When I had the long hair, I just would walk around with just wet hair.
Vince loves Samoans.
I would have Vidal Sassoon conditioner just dripping out of my hair. My scalp was so itchy, but it didn't matter.
Want to hear an interesting thing?
Yeah.
All right. So I feel like Vince's wet dream is about to come true at some point within the next couple of years, because you have Roman, who's bound to keep getting that title over and over again for the next 10 years.
Roman,
right?
Okay.
And you have Big Cass, who Vince clearly is
loves.
In love with at this point. And then you have Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Who's another big dude.
Big dude. How big is he? Let's see.
I think Baron Corbin's like 6'8", 6'9". And Cass is maybe 6'10". And Roman's a big dude. And Gallows is a big dude. So you're going to have like some kind of big dude
big
thing
dude off.
Happening.
Corbin is 6'8".
Okay.
Cass is like 6'11".
Yeah. So like...
Roman is tiny compared to these dudes.
You're going
to
have like Vince's thing. He's like, he's going to maneuver the chess pieces to have like the big dude showdown at
like
some point.
Like Sid and Taker again.
Yeah. It's like we have new Kane in Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
We have who's Cass in the situation?
Kevin Nash? Yeah. My babe.
Or like, you know, All right. Or Gallows. Yo, Gallows is looking a lot like Kevin Nash, man. All he needs is a wig. And, you know. He would look exactly like Kevin Nash. It's the same. It's the same beard.
I absolutely love this. Galloway's a big dude. Yeah, Galloway's. You know what? I like what they're doing. I think Carl Anderson is going to have a very interesting run once they're done with this AJ stuff, and he starts doing. I don't think they're going to stay as a tag forever.
I think they're going to be a loose tag.
They'll be a loose tag, like they were in New Japan.
Yeah,
which I love that. That's
right,
great.
Exactly.
That's phenomenal. I do see him going in that IC mix.
Yes.
Or a U.S. title mix.
Mm-hmm. Both of them with the U.S. title. AJ with the belt. New era.
New era. That's tag it. Titles. Win. Mm-hmm. Give them all the belts.
Give them all the belts.
The Divas belt.
That's it.
Bring in them all. It's interesting. I'm curious to see what they do. Listen, there's so many opportunities to do this. You know, they could do a very similar angle to Japan. I don't see them doing it. Mm-hmm. I also will not be, you know, people are like, well, it's 100% that Roman's winning. It's not 100%. It's wrestling. Anything could happen. I would not be shocked if AJ wins the title.
You know what I want?
And the screw is that they screw him at the next pay-per-view. What, right. Money in the No. Well, he's going to win Money in the Bank.
Let me... that'd be awesome. Let me give you a fanboy scenario that could happen. Okay. And I think it would make everybody lose their shit.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have Anderson and Gallows and AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Somehow as...
Making love.
Yeah. Somehow as the IC champ, the US champ, and the heavyweight champ.
And tag.
Right? No, I'll keep it. Okay. Because this makes sense with what I'm about to say. You have those three belts, right? The three main singles belts.
Yeah.
Versus your reunited shield in a...
title for title.
In an elimination match. In the where, pin. Yep, whoever pins who gets
the belt. Yeah.
You know?
Very cool.
So one of them retains, one of them gets pinned, and obviously it comes down to the heavyweight deal. And there's a surprise winner in Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose wins. Yeah. That's actually funny. I'm very excited for wrestling. You know, it's a very volatile moment right now.
It's the new era.
And listen, man, Rollins is coming back. You're going to have to... Rollins and Styles, man. That is going to be... Mm-hmm. You know what? That'll be the match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, or WrestleMania.
And by the way, Triple H...
Yep.
He's coming back.
Still in the mix. He signed a new wrestling contract, I think, for the next 3 years.
Did he?
Yeah. He's an active wrestler.
Active wrestler. So, Hunter's coming back. I don't know what they're going to do with Hunter.
Yeah.
The story was that him and... You're going to have a pedigree off between the two.
Well, I mean, I think the obvious story is Rollins is going to come back as a super face.
Yeah, and super baby face.
But I think they're going to immediately pull the plug on that, and Hunter's going to be like, my guy's back. The face
and
of
then
the
they,
authority.
And then maybe they tease a turn. I'm waiting for that face off. You know, you want that moment. You want that big moment. Rollins comes back. Him and Roman Reigns face to face in that ring.
Mm-hmm.
They start going at something happens. Dean Ambrose is there also. You have that triple threat match.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different stories, right? You got the AJ Styles thing here. You got Triple H coming back.
Yeah.
You have the Shield, all three of them being healthy. Randy Orton's going to be back in the picture. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he's going to. Where do you put
Cena? Where do you put Cena?
Cena.
It's going to be an interesting next couple of years. It's going to be an interesting build up to Mania. I think they may do. I want them as a fan. I want to do more wrestling-y type stuff as Rollins gets introduced. Just, you know, you have that tease all night on a Raw saying, like, you know, we need a third guy to team with us between Ambrose and Roman, and then boom, it's Seth Rollins, you know, something like that.
And unless Seth Rollins turns and joins the club,
which would be awesome.
Yeah. I think
okay, one more thing. The one thing that would put the kibosh on any club thing is if Roman cuts a promo calling them the Turkey Club.
The Turkey Club,
because that would...
You're only one type of club, and that's a Turkey Club. And I love having it for lunch.
So, I mean, I feel that's like the Rock could do that too, you know, and just call them a Turkey Club.
And that's it. You just killed it.
That's it. And you'll get Turkey Club chance.
Yeah,
you know?
Turkey Club. Hillshire Farm is going to... This got like a Hillshire Farm parody. You know, you're absolutely right. I saw that post you made about the Turkey Club, and I was thinking, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
God, I could see somebody, some writer saying, like, and then Roman Reigns says, he goes, yeah, you guys are family, but we're a club. And then Roman Reigns comes back and is like, yeah, the only club you are is a Turkey Club, and I just had you for lunch. And then he punches them.
There you go. That's it. He Three Stooges, spears all of them, and that's it.
Oh, God, it's like terrible, terrible, like, high school writing. You know, Cena, dude, I'm telling you that, you know what, if I'm going to say this again, I'm going to say it again. Hunter's going to get the title one more time.
Yes.
That story for the 16th run for both these guys.
It's Hunter and Cena.
Hunter and Cena.
Yeah.
With Flair giving some sort of endorsement is a great long-term thing that they could start now. They could start it now. Like, who's going to get the 16? Just remind everybody randomly. Be like, oh, you know, when he comes, you know, when Cena comes back, he goes, you know, he's 15-time world champion. He's one shy away from tying the record.
Right.
And Triple H, next time he comes out, he goes, 15-time world champion. 14-time?
Triple H?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not 100% sure of that.
I think he's 14-time.
Okay.
He's too shy away. Hunter gets it, drops the title to somebody else. Maybe he has a rematch with Roman Reigns, beats him, wins the title, drops it to somebody else. Now they're both at 15. Now the second half of this year, the story will be leading into Mania. Who's going to hit 16 first?
See, I wouldn't mind that as a Mania event for main event for next year.
And I think, you know what would be great? They both these guys are in the picture, and they're both going for that 16.
Right.
And it kills them because they're so infatuated with hitting 16, they're not winning the matches. They keep making mistakes. And then you just take the title, and then you make it, you know, some sort of, I don't know how they get to the 16 and who gets there, but
I mean, like, that's a great story, but who knows if they're going to even go that route. I mean, like, I think that's a phenomenal story.
All Listen, right. I would pay to see that match.
14 time.
Yeah. 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 And Flair's not really a 16 time. Flair's more like a 20 time.
23.
Is he 23?
Like, I it's think like 21.
I honestly think the WCW number was 18 time at one point. And then they, because there was once, there were two title changes that they don't count because NWA didn't recognize it. I think he lost it in Puerto Rico to Cologne because he called an audible because the crowd was going to kill him.
Right.
And then there was another one that he dropped the title, but on TV he was still the champion. So I don't know what they're going to do. Like, I think they should have just called it 18 time. Like, I think somebody, you know, at one point they're like, oh, well, somebody's getting close, so we should call 16.
My memory's cloudy. Did Triple H get his rematch?
No.
So there's that.
No, he did not get his rematch. He should get his rematch. Listen, man, there's so many guys now. It's a totally, like, nobody's talking about returns anymore, right? Like, The Rock coming back is such less of a big deal now than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those returns. Like, people are like, well, they're relying too much on these part-timers. Well, they kind of had to because the roster wasn't full, but I think they've really had a long-term plan with bringing people up and developing them. It's changed.
Yeah.
Just before we wrap up, there's been a rumor about a Bash at the Beach return in Hawaii. It is only a rumor. It is not happening. This Hawaii show is not going to be televised, and all those matches that you've seen rumored, like the Nakamura-John Cena match, it's only a rumor.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's happening. I don't think it's happening.
I think it's just an event.
You know what? I would love them to do some sort of Bash at the Beach.
Show it at the network.
And we spoke about this. The network allows them to do so many things. Another rumor is that War Games is coming back.
That's been a rumor for like 3 or 4 years, dude. Can I give you my review of San Andreas?
Yes.
I tried to watch it.
The movie, not the video game.
No, I have a one-sentence review of San Andreas with The Rock.
Okay.
I tried to watch it, but I couldn't.
What is he? What's the story?
He's a chopper pilot that saves people.
From what?
From earthquakes.
That's it.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Great cast. Terrible friggin' movie. I couldn't get past the first 20 minutes.
Was he The Rock in it?
Yeah, he's always The Rock in it. Charming Big Simone guy.
Yeah, he's always The Rock. Yeah, so Nakamura, John Cena. I would actually love to see that match.
Yeah.
You saw the NXT match with him and...
That was a lot of fun.
Holy crap. Alex Riley was hitting him hard.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're... My last match. I'm just going to beat the shit out of you.
I don't think he knew it was his last match.
You don't think? I don't know.
Because that was recorded a couple of weeks ago.
He might have known that it was coming down. He might have known. Interesting. That's it, guys.
All right.
We're all done. Right, all right, Rich. Baby. I love you.
I love you too, brother.
I had such a good weekend with you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Turning 198.
Beautiful.
Yeah. My 198th birthday. Am I seeing you this weekend?
Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, for family. Yes. Family time.
Family time.
Yeah. We're just coming over to the family birthday.
Woo.
Guys, go to our website, gfqnetwork.com. Subscribe to us. Subscribe to the podcast, boys and girls. We are everywhere podcasts are available. Google Play, Podcast Music Store. We're there. We're on iTunes, on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn, everywhere you can imagine. And subscribe to the video and audio. The more you subscribe, the better it is. We also have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everything will be in the show notes. ProWrestlingTees.com/MattMenPodcast is our t-shirt shop. Go get a Mattman shirt. Also, our Facebook group. We don't have a name for it yet because I think you need to be around for like 30 days to rename it. Just look for Mattman Pro Wrestling Talk and you can find the group there. Great group of people on there. Very active. Trina's on there. Treehouse Vince is on there. A lot of our viewers are on there. I mean, it's unbelievable to see how many people are active. Great. Follow us on Twitter, Mattman Podcast, Mattman Podcast on Facebook, BTC Rich, and Andrew Zarian. We'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
I love you.